Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Boy, this is really depressing.
There is a story behind it, right?
You like to escape every now and then.
Exactly.
I guess you could say we all do. Well, I didn't mean for you to feel this way.
I believe that I'm in love with Katrina.
Katrina, this is a surprise.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, meaning that I wouldn't normally be here at this time of day. Yes, then I suppose it is. Is Eugene here?
No, he's at the college. With you, I thought.
Really? Did we have an appointment that I'd forgotten about?
No, I just mean that, well, with all the time you two have been spending together, it's a fair guess that if he isn't here in classes, he's with you.
That's curious, because I always suspected that if he wasn't with me or at classes, he'd be here at Wit's End.
Katrina, I don't want to alarm you, but, you're sounding more like him every day. Something wrong?
The college announced today that they're implementing a number of budget cuts due to low enrollment. Part of those cuts involved the library.
Oh, yeah?
They terminated my services, effective immediately.
You mean
they laid me off.
Oh, no.
That is why I'm terribly upset and hope to speak to Eugene. He seems as if he'd be a great comfort at such a stressful time.
Well, I wouldn't know, since he's usually the cause of my stress, but... Well, I don't mind subbing for him if I can.
Subbing?
Yeah, you know, like you and I go up to Witt's office and talk about it. Maybe I can help.
Oh, if you don't mind.
Are you kidding? Witt?
Yes, Connie? Oh, hello, Katrina.
Hello, Mr. Whittaker.
We'd like to borrow your office for a little while. Is that okay?
Of course. I'll watch the counter.
Thanks. Come on, Katrina.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, you're welcome. I wonder what's going on now.
Boy, this is really depressing. Please don't be sad, Connie. I simply wanted you to understand the scope of my problem.
I understand, all right. You're barely making it as it is, and you can't stay in college if you don't have a job.
Exactly.
And apart from your tutoring, you're not especially skilled in anything.
Correct.
That is depressing. Aren't you depressed?
I wasn't.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to try to comfort me.
Well, I'd like to, but I don't know how I can comfort you when I'm so depressed about your situation.
Well, I didn't mean for you to feel this way.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, wait, I have an idea.
You do?
Sure, we'll ask Whit if you can have a job here.
Oh, you're teasing me.
No, it's perfect. You said you don't have any particular skill, and good thing for me, you don't have to have any to work here.
Well, I hadn't honestly thought of it as an option.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to ask Whit, would it?
No, I don't suppose it would.
Then what are we waiting for?
Well, look who's here.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
And how are you, Lucy?
I'm on a mission. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Oh, I think I can spare one or two. What's up?
I'm researching an article for the Odyssey Times about some interesting people and places around Odyssey. Naturally, I thought of you.
Really?
Sure.
But the Times has already done an article about Whit's End.
A general article about Whit's End. I was thinking of someplace more specific.
Like what?
The Bible Room.
Oh.
It's like a mini museum right in the middle of your shop. But it occurred to me that nobody really knows the story behind it. Why you decided to create it.
Oh, I see.
There is a story behind it, right?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is. It began with a rabbit's foot.
A rabbit's foot?
Uh-huh.
Whit? Oh, Sorry, Lucy. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right.
But since I have interrupted, could I talk to you in the kitchen a minute, Whit? It's kind of important.
Well, then I suppose so. Do you mind, Lucy?
No, I can wait.
Thanks. Now, what's this all about, Connie?
Hi, I'm Lucy Schultz.
Oh, I'm Katrina Shanks. It's very nice to meet you. Are you the Lucy Schultz who writes for the newspapers?
Uh-huh.
You're talented.
Thank you.
Katrina, what are you doing here? I've been looking everywhere for you.
Everywhere?
Well, everywhere in the common sense of the expression. More specifically, I was looking for you at the college. I stopped by the library to see you, and they said you were terminated.
It's true, Eugene. I was laid off.
Oh, Katrina, you must feel dreadful.
You just got fired from your job? How depressing.
Not at all. A solution, albeit a temporary one, may present itself shortly. Well, Katrina... Oh, Eugene, you're just in time for the good news.
Good news?
Yep.
Katrina, I'd be honored to have you work with us here at Wits End.
What?
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
Wow, your solutions work fast.
Wait, you mean... What?
Isn't it wonderful, Eugene? We're going to be co-workers.
I think the story behind the Bible Room is best told in the Bible Room, don't you think?
Sure. I love this room.
Funny to think that it was once filled with nothing but boxes and clutter. I didn't know what to do with it.
Now, you said a little while ago that the creation of the Bible Room began with a rabbit's foot?
Uh-huh. You see, it happened a few years ago, before Connie became a Christian. We had a compulsive prankster named Philo, who used to hang around here.
I remember Philo.
Well, one day he'd pulled a couple of practical jokes on us, and I suggested that someone might pull a practical joke on him in return. Philo was confident that nothing would happen because he had a lucky rabbit's foot. Naturally, I tried to set him straight.
Philo, you can get more protection out of a deodorant spray than you can with that silly good luck charm.
That's not what Connie said.
Connie? Well, what does she have to do with it?
She's the one who gave me this thing.
She did? Huh. When?
Yesterday, right after she read me my horoscope.
Horoscope?
Yeah, she reads it to us all the time. Mine said that I could use some extra luck, so she gave me this rabbit's foot.
Do you know where Connie is now?
Upstairs, I think.
Would you mind if I borrowed this thing for a few minutes?
No, here.
You can imagine that I was pretty bothered about Connie being involved in things like good luck charms and horoscopes.
You? Really?
Really.
So what did you do?
Well, I went up to... Oh, sorry, Lucy. Yes, Connie?
Hate to interrupt again. It's all my fault. She was giving me the grand tour of the shop. A delightful experience.
And the lights in the little theater won't come on.
Oh, well, the fuse must have blown again. Yeah, I've been having trouble with it. Where's Eugene?
He rushed off to buy a newspaper.
A newspaper?
Weird, huh? I believe it may have something to do with me. He's so sweet.
Do you want to fix the lights now or wait until Eugene comes back?
Oh, I better do it now. On the condition that you continue the story about how the Bible Room was created.
You're telling her about that? How embarrassing.
Well, I left off after Philo told me how you'd given him the rabbit's foot.
And just before he came to talk to you.
Okay.
And don't leave anything out.
I won't. Well, I want you to know that this really is embarrassing. You see, I didn't know it was coming to talk to me about the rabbit's foot. And I had just turned to the horoscope page in the newspaper where it said that I was going to get a promotion in my job. So, when Whit showed up to talk to me, I thought he was about to promote me. Boy, was I in for a surprise.
I was just downstairs talking with Philo Sanderson, and during the course of the conversation, this came out of his pocket.
A rabbit's foot.
He said you gave it to him. Is that true?
Yeah, yesterday.
And he also said you gave it to him because his horoscope said he needed good luck. A horoscope you read to him.
Well, yeah, I did, but...
And he said not only did you read his fortune yesterday, but you've been reading the horoscopes to quite a few kids for quite some time. Is that true?
I guess so, but so what?
So what? Now look, Connie, I know you're not a Christian, and I know you don't believe in the Bible. There's not a whole lot I can do about that because... Well, it's a personal decision. But I'm not going to just stand idly by and let you introduce the kids that come in here to the occult.
The occult? What are you talking about? All I did was just read a few horoscopes.
Connie, what do you think the occult is? Astrology, fortune-telling, palm reading, good luck charms. They're all a part of it.
Wait a minute. I admit I don't know how I feel about God, but I'm sure not into any of that stuff.
Then why were you reading horoscopes to these kids? Why did you give Philo a rabbit's foot?
I don't know. I thought it was harmless. Nobody was taking it seriously.
Really? Then why did you think I was going to give you a promotion when I first came up here?
Wow. Are you going to fire me?
No. I can see that you honestly didn't understand what you were doing. But you have to be more careful. These kids are like sponges. They're ready to soak up whatever we give. From now on, I want you to come and talk to me first about any new idea you want to present to them. Okay?
Okay. It's just that the horoscopes are so easy to find. I mean, look, they're in the paper every day.
So they are.
But don't worry, I'm not going to read them anymore.
Good.
And Whit?
Yes?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is interesting. Mr. Whitaker feels passionately about his beliefs, doesn't he?
Well, I guess you could say we all do.
Does Eugene?
Well, I'm sure he feels passionately about his beliefs, too.
Whatever they are.
You don't know what Eugene believes?
No, not really. Do you?
We've never discussed it. But I am curious about this passion you have for Christianity. I know the teachings of Christ from an academic standpoint, but I confess I've never seen them put into practice firsthand.
Hang around here and you'll see plenty.
Well, the lights are working again. I may have to get an electrician to come in. So, where were we?
You and I talked about the horoscopes and I promised not to read them anymore.
Oh, that's right. And you said something in our conversation that got my mind working overtime. Then Tom Riley and I got to talking.
Well, you set her straight. It was obvious she didn't really understand how serious it was.
And that's what bothers me about it. People don't realize what they're doing when they get involved with that stuff. It just starts out as innocent fun, and then before they realize it, it begins to control their lives. But you know what really bothers me?
What?
Well, Connie said it yesterday. It's so easy to find. And she's right. It's all over the place, on movies, television, in bookstores. Why, even by telephone. Not to mention things like scales that tell your fortune and bubblegum machines that spit out a zodiacal chart.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Whit. But what can we do about it? I mean, very few newspapers these days are going to feature a daily Bible verse in place of their daily horoscope, you know.
Yeah. Well, it really makes you realize just how important church services and home Bible studies are, doesn't it? And yet kids still get involved with that stuff. Even church kids. I just don't understand it.
Maybe the problem isn't so much one of availability as it is marketing.
Well, I don't follow you.
Well, when it comes to message, no horoscope can compare with the Bible. It's the most exciting message that the world has ever heard. Or ever will hear. But maybe what's happened is that we've taken the exciting and wonderful message and somehow made it seem boring. We've made it something kids just can't relate to anymore.
So you mean what we need to do is somehow show these kids that the Bible is exciting?
Well, yeah.
Tom, would you excuse me for a little while? I have some thinking to do.
So is that when the idea came together for you?
No fair rushing ahead of the story.
Something clicked, because Whit disappeared into this room for days. I remember Tom and I trying to figure out what he was up to.
Then one day... there you are. I was wondering what became of you.
Eugene, we're in the middle of a story.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Look, Katrina, I purchased the latest Odyssey Times with a complete help wanted section.
Thank you, Eugene. Anyway, as I was saying...
You don't seem to understand. There are literally dozens of first-rate opportunities contained in these pages. You don't have to work here. This one, for example, help wanted, maintenance for office complex.
Eugene.
Oh, here's one. Help wanted, telephone solicitors for Rathbone's new home shopping club. You're wonderful on the phone. I could listen to you for hours.
You have, Eugene, but the thing is...
Why would she want one of those jobs when she has one right here?
Now, is it all right if we finish our story, please?
Would you mind terribly, Eugene? We could discuss this later.
No. later would be perfectly acceptable. I was merely trying to be of assistance.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. Anyway, back to our story. Tom and I kept trying
to... Pardon me for interrupting again. Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, Eugene?
May I speak with you privately in your office, please?
Do you mind finishing the story, Connie?
No, I'd love to.
Thank you. Come on, Eugene.
Thank you. And I apologize once again for any interruption which may have occurred.
Oh, that's okay, all right, Eugene.
Anyway, Whit wouldn't give us any clues. In fact, the most he'd say to me was, "Will you please fix me some coffee, Connie?" And that's what I was in the middle of doing when he came out, and some of the kids ganged up on him and insisted that he let them have a look.
All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the Bible room.
Look at this. It's Paul's armor.
That's from Ephesians chapter 6. See, we have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Well, go ahead. Try it on.
Mr. Whittaker, what's this? A model of a city?
That's right.
What does it do?
March around it 7 times and you'll find out.
Mr. Whittaker, there's something wrong with this mirror. It's all dark. I can just barely see myself.
Oh, really? Well, try saying a Bible verse at it.
Okay. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
For now we see through a glass darkly, but then we shall see face to face.
Hey, it lights up! Wow!
There's a lot of great stuff in here, Whit.
Well, I can't take all the credit. It was you and Tom and Philo who inspired it.
We did? How?
Well, you brought the need for this room to my attention, Connie, by reading those horoscopes. Tom, you helped me to see that we've somehow made the Bible boring to these kids. But it was Philo and his practical jokes that helped me figure out just why the Bible seems boring and what I could do about it. See, we humans aren't the only ones who pull pranks. Horoscopes and astrology, all that stuff, they're Satan's practical jokes on us. They confuse our minds so we can't see how real and exciting the Bible truly is. Well, this room is designed to counter that by bringing the scriptures literally to life.
And that's pretty much how the Bible room came to be. Eventually, Whit put in different kinds of displays and, of course, the imagination station in the room of consequence.
I'll probably get a photographer from the Times to come take some pictures.
This is fascinating. Mr. Whittaker actually felt so strongly about making the Bible real to children that he created this room?
Yeah, you heard it with your own ears.
I'd be very interested in a further discussion of your Christianity.
Oh, well, we can do that.
Let me get this straight, Eugene. You don't like the idea of Katrina working here because of the distance from the college?
Precisely.
But the bus runs from here to there several times a day.
I appreciate that, but a bus can be a very dangerous place.
In Odyssey? Eugene, forgive me for making a wild guess, but I think this has more to do with you than it does with her. Am I right?
Possibly.
You don't want her to work here. Why not?
Because, well, please don't take offense.
Oh, I won't. Unless you're going to criticize my mustache.
Well, of course not. It's only that... Well, my life at this time consists of 3 things. My work at the college, Wits End, and whatever time I can spare away from the aforementioned.
Oh, I understand. You like to escape every now and then.
Exactly. And I must confess that my relationship with Katrina has been part of that escape. I relish the time I have with her away from both college activities and this shop.
Oh, I get it.
If Katrina works here, then it's as if she has merged with one of the things from which I wish to take a break, to borrow the colloquialism.
Well, that makes sense, and I'm sorry. Maybe I should have talked to you about it before offering your position. I guess I didn't realize that your relationship with her was so advanced. In fact, I haven't had the slightest idea of what your relationship was.
Well, I suppose if you asked her about our relationship, she might say that we're very close friends.
Hmm. Is that what you think, Eugene?
I think, well, as much as I know anything on the subject, Mr. Whittaker, I believe that
I'm in love with Katrina.
You're in love with Katrina?
Granted, I'm not entirely certain what love is, but I'm willing to concede that, yes, I am.
But you're not sure she feels the same about you, is that right?
Well, no, we haven't discussed the matter.
Well, that complicates things.
Indeed.
And it makes her working here more difficult.
Yes. You can understand now how I may want to develop our relationship in a more appropriate time and place. I believe Wit's End is neither, particularly since... I'm sorry, never mind.
What?
Nothing at all.
Well, it was something. What were you going to say?
I will be completely candid with you, Mr. Whittaker. Because the nature of my relationship with Katrina is still at such a delicate stage, I'm concerned about her susceptibility to the, shall we say, influences here.
Influences? You mean our Christianity?
Well, yes. Now, you know that for the most part, I'm in agreement with your ideology, academically speaking. However, I'm afraid of how she may react.
You think she'll resent our beliefs?
Perhaps.
Or you're worried that she'll accept them?
Again, perhaps. Christianity is rather infectious around here, and her acceptance could, shall we say, affect our relationship? A relationship that is still in its infancy. Of course, it may be ridiculous to even think about it. She may not care at all.
Come in.
Sorry for barging in, but I was wondering if you have an extra copy of that basic Christianity book you had me read when I first became a Christian?
Yes, Connie, on the second shelf down.
Oh, thanks.
Miss Kendall, may I ask for whom it is intended?
Katrina. We've been talking about Jesus, and she wants to know more. Here it is! Thanks, Whit!
You're welcome.
Perhaps I should investigate.
Maybe we both should.
So one of the purposes of the death of Jesus was to satisfy the penalty of our sinfulness?
Right.
I see.
But it didn't stop there. Jesus
Katrina?
Also...
Eugene, this is remarkable. In all my years of study, I've never appreciated that the teachings of Christianity should have personal ramifications. Why haven't we ever discussed this?
Well, funny, it never seemed to come up at the college.
I want to know more.
Well, you're certainly in the proper hands to find out. If you'll excuse me, I think I'll go find a reasonable excuse with which to excuse myself.
Eugene, wait.
Whit, would you mind if we went into your office again? I think Katrina might like to see some of your other books, and I can talk to her more privately there.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Mr. Whittaker.
Whit, Katrina. Call me Whit.
Oh, okay. Whit.
See, it wasn't enough for Jesus to just die. He had to conquer death, too.
You're not going, Lucy?
No, I need to write up this story about the Bible room.
Oh, yeah. Did you get everything you needed?
Everything but a final word from you.
Oh, well, I guess you could say that what happened to this room is how it's supposed to work with all of us as Christians.
What do you mean?
Well, this room was just my junk room where I threw extra boxes and things I didn't know what to do with. But because of Christ, it was turned into a room that helps to make him real to the children in this town. In other words, this room was redeemed. God took something that was useless and made it useful, just like he does with our lives.
Bible room, an example of redemption. Got it.
I guess you could say that that's what Wit's End has always been about, to redeem not only rooms, but lives.
Time will tell what will become of Katrina and her relationship with Eugene. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. It began with The Rabbit's Foot, was written by Paul McCusker and Phil Lawler, and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.